Beitza Yerushalmi corresponding to Beitza Bavli Daf Chof Ches, we begin Yerushalmi on Daf Tesrov and Medalef, four lines from the foot of the page, Rechia Rabba. Rechia Rabba, Rabbi Shimon, Berebi, Shoklu, Mana Keneged Mana, Bebechol, Bemedro Amurim, Bechol, Habe Yom Tev Osa, Al Shem E Mashkichim, Bekaf Maznaim Kol Ika. Rechia Rabba and Rabbi Shimon Bar Rebi took equal portions in the firstborn. This is permitted on a weekday, meaning that on Yom Tov is prohibited, and it's because of the ruling in the Mishnah that one may not use scales at all. Rav Avon, Rav Yehuda b'Shem Shmuel, afilu l'tloisei b'kaf maznaim, b'pnei achborim, osa. Rav Avon, Rav Yehuda, quoting Shmuel, said that even to hang it on scales to protect it from mice is prohibited. Am Rav Yosef b'Rabun, loy mitam hazeh, ela b'gein d'taninan, Rav Yehuda oimeh, shoykel ozen bosa k'neged akli, oy k'neged akupetz, v'chachomim oimim, ein mashkichem b'kaf maznaim kol ikah. Ha Tanya Kadmaya Sava Meme Mashkichim had it loisa b'kaf maznaim b'pnei achborim muta. Rabbi Yosef Rabun said that this is not the reasoning. Rather, since the Mishnah teaches that a person may weigh out meat against the vessel or against the meat cleaver, the Chachamim say that one may not pay attention to scales at all. This means that there's another Tanna who is not mentioned in the Mishnah who reasons that it is permitted to hang it on scales to protect it from mice. Tani Rav Shimon Gamliel Eimer Af Masayis Hu Adam Es Adzmei Velitra Leida Ma Higieloi. The Braiser of Rav Shimon ben Gamliel says that after they divide it, a person may even settle his mind by comparing the meat against the litter of measurement in order to know what he received. Kador, Rabbi Mana, Zavan, Chavuvan de Shmita, Asa, Shal, Rabbi Chizkir, Amalei, Nagin, Rabbonon, Kador, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. It's like the story of Rabbi Mana who bought carobs from the Shmita year without weighing or measuring them, like the ruling over the Mishnah in Shvius. He came to Asa Chizkiah, who told him, the Rabbanon follow the statement of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, means you can now measure them in order to know how much you received. Tani hatavach lo yeh shekel b'yadoi amanech b'yadoi kelitrahi, avachoytechu b'sakein v'noisin lezeh u'lezeh. The Baisa says that a butcher should not weigh out the meat with the meat in one hand and a litra in the other, but he may cut the meat with a knife, even though he knows the weight of the meat he cuts. Tani ein margilin b'yomtef should say v'loi b'chol b'b'chor v'lo b'psulim v'hamukdoshim. The Baisa says that on yomtef one may not skin an animal whole, starting with it from its feet as its unnecessary effort, nor may one skin a firstborn or an invalid korban in that way even during the week, as we'll explain. Rav Avon says that the reason for not skinning korbanos in this way is that it should not look like he's using the skin of a korbanos. Amrav Yustar Bar Shunam, Goza Aleim Shlayur Oysam Adoim Adoim. Rav Yustar Bar Shunam said that Chazal decreed upon them lest they graze flocks of firstborn and invalid korbanos. If they allow people to skin them in their entirety, people might begin to save the animals in order to use their skins later for themselves, and they will be in the danger of transgressing the prohibition of shearing or working animals. Amrav Mana Kol Amar Moidi Minifuach Shari Lemechavot. Rav Mana says that all agree that to use a fan for skinning is permitted as it does not involve much effort, but to beat the carcass as a way of skinning, Rav Chiya Rabba Rav Shimon Rebbi Chad Amar Asa V'Chon Amar Muta. In that case, Rav Chiya Rabba and Rav Shimon Bar Rebbi disagree. One holds that it is prohibited and the other holds that it is permitted. Amar Rav Yosef Bar Bun Kol Amar Moidi Lemechavot Asa Lemechavot. Rav Yosi Bar Bun disagrees with Man and says, no, all agree that it's prohibited to beat, but to use a fan. Rav Chiya Rabba, Rav Shimon, Rebbi, Chad Amar Asa, V'chon Amar Muta. That's the case where Rav Chiya Rabba and Rav Shimon Bar Rebbi disagree. One holds that it's prohibited, and the other holds that it's permitted. And now the next Mishnah says, Ein mashchizin es hasakin av hamasir al gabei chaverta. One may not sharpen a knife on Yom Tov, but one may pull two knives against each other. Layima Adam letabach macholi bedina and basal. One may not say to a butcher, sell me a dinner of meat, however one may slaughter it and divide it amongst them. The Gemara says, Ein mashchizin es hasakin av hamasir al gabei chaverta. The Mishnah taught, one may not sharpen a knife on Yom Tov, but one may pull two knives against each other. And Rav Chista says that the opinion who permits this is Rav Yehuda. And Rav Yehuda b'shem Shmuel, Divrei HaKol hi kadei lahavir shemnunis shaleha. Rav Yehuda, quoting Shmuel, said that all agree that it's permitted, as he's merely washing the knife to remove the fatty residue that's on it, but he's not actually sharpening it.